We are in Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph. We are up to Sif Ches. The halacha is in Nefilas Apayim. Ein Odom Choshev Rashai Lipol Al Ponov Kishemispalel Al Hatzibur Ela Im Kein Hu Batuach Sheyeona Ki Yehoshua Bin Nun. The Gemara says that there's a halacha that an Odom Choshev should not do Nefilas Apayim in public, davening for the public, in case he's not answered, that will be a terrible bizoyin. And therefore, unless he's sure of himself, as in the case of Yeshua, where Hashem then comes to him and asks, why did you do Nefilas Apayim? Dafka over there, Hashem says, Kum lecha, lama atanofa oponecha, Dafka he was able to, but otherwise not. Now, this halacha is referring to, first of all, if it is Betzibur, he's doing it in public, and he's the only one doing it. If the entire public is being Nofal al Apayim, and he is as well, so there's no reason why they should have any tainus to him more than the fact that the entire Tzibur's tefillah was rejected. Now, with regard to what is included in this halacha, the truth of the matter is that it's not really nogea us, because this is only when Nefilas Apayim was done on the floor with kida, which meant that it was actually done on the floor itself, whereas for us, where all we do is put our heads down on our hands and cover our faces, that would not be considered the Nefilas Apayim that is a bizoyan if he is not answered. So the Mishnah Berurah says with ours there's no kshash whatsoever. Now, which brings us now to the Ramah, who's dealing with a halacha that in truth is not really nogea Nefilas Apayim, but this is the place in Shulchan Aruch where he chooses to deal with it. There is an issa daraisa of even maskis lo sitnu ba'artzachem l'shtachavol soleho. From there, Chazal learn out that there's an issa daraisa for a person to fall to the ground in honor of something, including Hashem. V'pishut yadayim v'raglayim, if he is stretching out his arms and legs and he is on the floor, so long as it is a stone floor. So midaraisa, you need both conditions. One being the fact that as with Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim, the person is all the way on the floor, his arms and legs are stretched out, and it is a stone floor. Midrabanan, either one of them is Asa. And once again, this is even when one is davening to Hashem. But the Pasuk says this is not the way to do it. Now, Midrabanan, it is Asa to do even if it's Derech Kida. Derech Kida means that the person is bowing down and he's on the floor, but he doesn't stretch out his arms and legs. So kida is asur as a gzera to hishtachavoya. Hishtachavoya, if you actually stretch out your arms and legs, that is asur even on a regular floor as a gzera to a stone floor. Now, if the person is not really directly on the floor, I mean not straight down on the floor, but he's lying to the side of it, he's lying on his side, that chazal were not gozer, even if it is a stone floor. And the same thing if his face does not reach the ground. If he's standing up a drop without it putting his face on the ground, that is not usr. What is defined as stone? Stone's got to be stone. Brick is not stone. Now, the Ramah therefore says, V'chein usr l'chalodom lipol alpana v'pishat yadayim v'raglayim, afilu amein sham even maskis. Even if the floor is not stone, to actually bow down with pishut yadayim v'raglayim is aser. Avol, im notek tzas al tzido mutter, if he is lying on his side, it is mutter. Im ein sham even maskis. The Ramah holds that if you're lying to the side a little bit, you're basically on the floor, but a little bit you're to the side, there it's mutter if it is not a stone floor. But if it's a stone floor, even that's going to be aser. So that's why on Yom Kippur you should put something down to be mafsik between your head and the ground. Now the question is that going to help for pishut yadayim v'raglayim? If you actually straighten out your arms and legs on Yom Kippur at the time that you do Korim, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur when you do Korim, the question is, the fact that there's a hefsik of something else between yourself and the ground at your face, is that going to say that that's mutter? In other words, the shaila is this only if you're a little bit to the side, or you're not doing pishut yadayim v'raglayim, Or is this even if you are doing Pishat Yadayim V'Raglam? The Mishnah Berurah is not Machriya. So if we're talking about a stone floor, and you put something under you, and you should still be careful not to do a real Pishat Yadayim V'Raglayim, Mechashash of Anisid Rabbanim. Now, this is also something that people don't always get, and that is that the purpose of putting something down under you when you fall Korim on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is not to keep your knees from getting filthy. It's to separate between your face and the ground. So the place that you have to put it is actually under your face. And if you don't have anything to put there, then putting a talus under the face is good enough. So once again, you have to be mafsik between your face and the ground. Even there on a stone floor, it may be that Pishat Yadayim V'Raglayim, it is still going to be also, so you should not do Pishat Yadayim V'Raglayim.